Shalom to all. Today's daf Sanhedrin daf Ches, and we are talking about the fourth line with the words Kekatan Kegadol Tishmon. And today's daf sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe Harnish Amash and Haven Oliyah. And we continue discussing how a din Torah needs to be judged properly. The Gemara quotes a pasuk Kekatan Kegadol Tishmon, like small and big you shall listen. What does this mean? Amar Shlakish Shlakish explains Yehi Chav Alecha Din Shel Pruta Gedin Shel Me'amana, a din about a pruta, which is a tiny bit of money, should be just as beloved to you like a din over 100 money, which is a crazy amount of money. The question is my halchasa in regards to what is this halacha being said. Elim, if you want to say that the judge has to look into it with all of his koyach and make sure he looks up all the relevant sources and paskins properly. Of course he has to do that. It doesn't make a difference how much money is involved. El rather must be like dume to precede it. If a poor guy comes into Beis Din over a din taira of just one pruta and then some rich guy comes in with a din taira of 100 money, we can't skip the poor guy and then go to the rich one. We have to deal with the first one that came to Beis Din even though it's such a negligible amount of money. The Gemara continues quoting this pasuk, loisagur b'nei ish ki amishpat alekimhu. Don't be afraid of man because mishpat is for Hashem. What do we learn from here? Amar Rav Chama, Rav Chanina, Amar Gosh Baruch Hashem is saying, Loi Dan L'Rashayim, Shanoitim Yizem Mamayin, V'noisim L'Zeh, Shaloi K'din. It's not enough for Hashem that they take money from one person and give it to another, and that's against the din. El Shematrich and Oisi L'Hachshir Ram L'Balav, but they also are Matriach me, they trouble me to return that money to its proper owner, and that's what the Pasuk is saying, Ki Yamishpat L'Kimhu, if a din paskins improperly and takes money away from Reuven and gives it to Shimon, that's really troubling Hashem, because now Hashem has to make sure that somehow Reuven gets his money back. Continue to explain this very same Pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu had told these dayanim that he was appointing, anything that's challenging to you, then you come to me and ask me. Amar Chanina says, V'tim Rav Yeshia, some say it's Rav Yeshia, Al-Davar Zen Nenesh Moshe, Moshe was punished regarding this. Shnem, because the Pasuk says, V'yikar Moshe es Mishpat L'fnei Hashem, Moshe had to bring their judgment to Hashem. Since Moshe was haughty, and he said, if you don't know the answer, come to me, he should have said, if you don't know the answer, I'll bring it to Hashem. So he was punished, and then when a question was brought to him regarding proper order of Nachla, of inheritance, he didn't know the answer, and he had to bring it to Hashem. However, Maskel of Nachman Yitzchak, Nachman Yitzchak asks on this, Miksev, did Moshe Rabbeinu say, and I will make you hear, which means he's being haughty, showing that he knows all the answers, Ushmativ ksev. All Moshe Rabbeinu said was, Ushmativ is, and I will hear it. What does that mean? Igemirna, gemirna. If I know, I know and I'll answer you. Viloi, and if not, if I don't know the answer, azilna v'gemirna, so then I'll go and learn it. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't being haughty. I'll rather, Nachum Yitzchak has a totally different reason why Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't the one that said the parsha of Nachlas and he had to go to Hashem. Ketan, because the following bride, really, the parsha of Nachlas, the proper order of inheritance was fitting to be written by Moshe Rabbeinu. The daughters of Slavchad, they were the ones that came to him with this question, asking if they can inherit the father's portion. They were Zaycha, and therefore was written because of them. In other words, since they were the ones that asked Moshe Rabbeinu the question, he went to Hashem, and Hashem said, okay, this is what you should say, and therefore the parsha of Nachlas was written because of the B'nai Slavchad, not directly from Moshe Rabbeinu. And we see something similar. The parsha of the Mekoshesh, of gathering wood on Shabbos, a person would be Chayv Misa for that, that should have been written by Moshe Rabbeinu as well. Alshon is chayiv mekayshesh v'nechtav al yadai. As just the mekayshesh, this fellow who was gathering water in the midbar, he became chayiv by doing this act, and so therefore the parsha was written because of him. El amelcha, these two things tell you shemagalgon chayiv de chayiv uzchos de zakai. The chayiva follows one who's chayiv. The mekayshesh did something bad, and a parsha in the Torah was written because of him. But by that same token, somebody who does something good, namely the bnei slavchad, they came with a good taina to Moshe Rabbeinu, so uzchos came through them. We can explain psukim. Ksiv says in one pasuk va'atzaves shavteichem be'isahi, and I commanded your judges at that time. But another pasuk says, I commanded you at that time. And the question is, what are these two commandments? We understand that Moshe Rabbeinu would instruct the judges, the shayftim, the dayanim, to guide Am Yisrael properly. But what's he commanding the people about? Amar Blazer, Amar Simloi, as haru letzibur, there's a warning for the tzibur, that they should have the fear of the judge over them. However, b'azhar ledayan, there's also a warning for the judge, that he should tolerate and bear the tzibur, even though they're challenging. And ad kama, how far does a dayan, does a leader have to go in bearing and tolerating and dealing with the tzibur? Amar Chan, he answers, V'tim Rav Shabsai, some say Rav Shabsai. The Pasuk says, Kasher Yisa Aymen Esa Yainek, like the nurse carries the nursing child, which means the leader always has to be taking care of the generation, even though they're like a little child. Say if one Pasuk tells us that Yeshua was told, Ki Ata Tavai, for you will go, implying that he's going to go with the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael, as if he's one of them. Except that another Pasuk says that Yeshua was told, Ki Ata Tavi, that you will bring, Mashma, you're going to be the leader. So how is Yeshua supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael? Just as one of the people or as a leader. And Rav Yechon, he answers that really the first Pasuk was Amr Loi Moshe Le Yeshua. Moshe was telling Yeshua, Atvaz Kenim Shebadari Mayim, you and this Kenim in the Dar with you, you'll all go together. However, the second Pasuk is Amr Loi Kosh Baruch Hu. Hashem told Yeshua, Tol Makel, take your stick, Vahachakot Kadam, and strike these Kenim on their heads, Dabar Echel Ladar, Vain Shne Dabar and Ladar. There's only one leader to a generation, not two, and that's what the Pasuk says, Ki Ata Tavi, that you, Yeshua, will bring them, you're the leader, and no one else is the leader. Now going all the way back to Mishnah, discussing this number three that we have, Tana, we have a Braisa, Zim. Zimun b'shloisha. Zimun is with three. And the question is, my Zimun? What's Zimun? Ilum berka Zimun. If you want to say it's talking about the bracha of Zimun, namely when we have three people that ate bread together, we make a Zimun, like Rabbi Sain of Arech. Well, that can't be because of Atan. We have a brass that tells us Zimun u berka Zimun b'shloisha. So you see the Zimun and berka Zimun are two separate things. And Chitim, if you want to say that Purusha kamafarish, all the brass is doing is just explaining itself. My Zimun, what is Zimun? Berka Zimun. And really it's one and the same. That can't be because of Atan. We have another brass that says Zimun b'shloisha. Zimun is with three. And Birka Zimun b'shloisha. So we clearly see that Zimun and Birka Zimun are two separate things. Elamai Zimun. So what is Zimun? Azmuni Ledin. That's when a person is summoned. He's called to Bezdin. He has to be called to Bezdin by three Dayanim. Then it's an official summons. And if he doesn't listen, he can be put into Cherem. Kiyadam Rava. It's like what Rava says. Hani Beit Lasa Dayani Diyasvi. If there are three Dayanim sitting and judging a case, Va'azal Shlichat Beidina, and a Shlich of Bezdin goes to the person whom they want to summons, Va'arim Pumba Dechad, and he says that one Dayan is calling you to Bezdin. Lamar Klum, he didn't say anything. And if the guy doesn't come, he's not going to be put into Cherem. Adar Mishmei Dekulu, it has to be that the Shlich of Bezdin calls this guy in the name of all three Dayanim, then that's a proper Zimun, a proper summons, and if he doesn't come, he can be put into Cherem. And for the clarification of this, Hani Mili B'loi Yamedina. This is only if it's not a normal day for a Din Taira. Afal B'Yamedina, Les Lamba. But if it's a normal day for a Din Taira, so then this doesn't apply. We know that Ezra instituted that Dayanim should sit and judge cases on Monday and Thursday. That's called a Yamedina. So if a person is called to Bezdin by a Shliach who only mentions one of the Dayanim, it doesn't make a difference. It's a Yom Medina. This is a day that they sit and judge. He would have to come anyway. It's only if it's not a regular day of judgment, then the Shliach of Bezdin would have to summons him in the name of all three Dayanim. Now we can explain the Mishnah, Tashluma Kefel V'chulu. Mishnah mentioned a bunch of different payments. Kefel, which is double, and Arba V'chamisha, which is 4 or 5 times payment. So we have a question, Shalcher Rav Nachman Bar Chizda, Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. Rav Nachman Bar Chizda sent a question to Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. Yilam Dein Rabbeinu, please teach us, Rabbi, Dine Knosses Bekama. How many judges are needed to judge a Knas, a case of a penalty, a fine? The question is, Michael Mbaile, what's he asking him? We learned three, because Kefil and Arba V'chamisha, that's all considered a Knas. So what's his question? Rather, the question is, Yachin Mumcha Kemabayale. He was asking about a Yachin who's an expert. Doin Dine Knosses? Can that expert judge Paskin by himself in regards to Knas? Oilai, or no? So Amalai responded to him, Tanisua, we learned it. Tashlami Kefil, Tashlami Arba V'chamisha, B'shloisha has to be done with three. Now, my Shloisha, what does that mean? It has to be done with three? Ilay M'shloisha Head Yaitais. If you want to say it's allowed to be done with three Head Yaitais, three non experts, well, Amar Avu Davoch Meshmeid Rav, the father of your father, said in the name of Rav, Afilu Asara, even if there's 10 judges, but they're not experts, Psulandina Knosses, they're not allowed to judge Knosses. Ela Mumchen, it must be that in order to judge a case of Knas, we need a Mumche and Vikamar Shloisha. The Mishnah says very clearly, three, so it must be it's with three judges that are Mumchen. Now going on to the next part, Mishnah Chom, Imre, Maitzi Shemra, Be'esim Shloisha, the Chom argued with Rav Meir, and they said a case of Maitzi Shemra needs to be judged with 23 Dayanim. Now let's just review what is Maitzi Shemra. So this is when a man, right after his marriage, comes to Bezdin and says, Loi Matzasi L'Bitcha Besulim, I didn't find that my wife was a Besula. Now there's two potential things over here. Number one, this could be mamonis thing that he's just trying to get her to lose her ksuba. It turns out that he didn't marry a basula, so he doesn't have to pay the ksuba of 200. Or it could be dini nefashos, where if it turns out that she was mezana after erusin before nisuin, then that means that she's a naru murasa who's mezana and she gets killed. And Rav Meir in the Mishnah had said that a maitzi shemra case only requires three, whereas the chum said it requires 23. Now the gemara and the chumim v'chiyash be dini nefashos mayhava. Who cares if this could be a case of dini nefashos? What does it make a difference? Right now this guy's coming to Bezdin and he doesn't have edim that she was mezana. So why, according to the Chamim, would we need 23 judges just because there's a potential for Dina Nefashas? Right now, he doesn't have Edim, so it's just a momentous case and we should only need three, as we have a number of different answers. Amr Ula. Ula says, B'chayshin Alaz Kemiflegi, the machlaikas is, are we chayshish for Alaz for a rumor to go out? Rameir Sav Rameir holds, ain't chayshin Alaz. We're not chayshish that a rumor is going to go out, whereas Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan hold, chayshin Alaz, we are chayshish that a rumor is going to go out. In other words, the Rabbanan are afraid that once this guy comes to Bezdin saying that she wasn't a Basula, the rumor is going to go out. Did you hear what happened to this woman? She wasn't a Basula. And then two Edim might pop up and say, hey, we know that she was Mezane. They're going to come into Bezdin, and then all of a sudden it's going to turn into Dina Nefashah's case, even though that's not how it started out. And because it might turn into that, the Chamim say, from the get-go, when a guy walks into Bezdin saying that she wasn't a Basula, we automatically need to have 23 Dayanim, because again, it might turn into a case of Nefashah's. However, according to Rav Meir, we're not Chayshish for Laz, and when this guy comes into Bezdin just trying to get her to lose her Ksuba, we only need 3 Dayanim. Now, his suggestion number 2, Rava Amar, according to some, it's Rava Amar, Kuli Amo Laz Loi Hashinon. No one's worried for Laz. Over here, the whole machlokes Rav Meir and the Chamim is whether or not we're careful for the covet of the original Dayanim. What are we talking about over here? Originally, the husband had gathered 23 judges over here because he wanted them to judge Din Nefashos. He thought that he was going to be able to bring Edim to prove that she was Mezane and then she would be killed. So he made sure that they gathered 23 Dayanim together. Now, it turns out they didn't have Edim. So if Ivder, all the judges dispersed, they disbanded because it's not Din Nefashos anymore. But Amr Luhi still told them, Dainu li mia Din Mamanes, at least judge a case of dini mamonis, even though she's not going to be chayav misa, at least I want to be off the hook from paying the ksuba. So according to Chachamim, we care about the covenant of the earlier judges. We brought 23 judges over here. We have to keep all 23 to judge this case of dini mamonis just because they're covered. We don't want them to be slighted. But according to Rameir, we're not chayshed for their covered, and they can all leave, and we would just need 3 for this case of mamonis. But now Chachamim based on top may say, we have a question from a Braisa. Braisa tells us, say, Tavai mamon b'shloisha. If he was just trying to demand mamonis, that he doesn't have to pay the ksuba, we need 3 judges. Tavai nefashais, if he's coming for nefashais, be'es mishloisha, that's 23 judges. Now, b'shlam l'Rava, it's good according to Rava, that Tavai mamon t'chila b'shloisha, if he comes into Beis Din from the get-go saying, I just don't want to have to pay the ksuba, so we just need 3 judges. And Tavai nefashais t'chila, if he walks into Beis Din trying to judge a case of nefashais, so then afilu mamon be'es mishloisha. Even if it ends up turning out just to be a case of mamon, because he didn't have Edim, we still need those 23 judges, because again, Rava had said, we're chayshish for kvaydin shel rishayim. El Ula Kasha, but according to Ula, this is problematic. Ula said that the whole thing is that we're chayshish lelaz. We're afraid that once this guy comes into Beis Din, the word's going to go out, and then Edom are going to walk in, and it's going to turn into a case of nefashos. So I don't understand this brisa that according to the Chachamim, if it's a mamonis case, it's only 3. The way Ula explained the Chachamim is that even if it's a mamonis case, we always need 23, because again, maybe Edom are going to come into Beis Din due to the laz. So Rava says, Aniva Risha b'chabura tergmina, I, in the line of the Chabura, explained it, and I would just pause and clarify, Umanu, who's the Arisha b'chabura, Rebchia bar Oven, and what's the explanation? Hachamai Skin, here, what are we talking about? Shehevi habal edim shezinsa, the husband brought in edim that she was mezane, so it's a din and fashas case, vehevi ho'av edim vizimum l'edi habal, and then the father, this woman's father, brought edim who were mazim the edi habal. They showed how the edim of the baal couldn't have testified what they were claiming, because Imanu ha'yisim b'makim pliny, you were with us in a totally different place at that time and day, so you couldn't have testified, and therefore we throw their edits out the window. Now it's not a case of din nefashos anymore, and it gets relegated to a case of din mamonis. And now who's the din mamonis? Baligvais mamon mibal. It's the father collecting mamonis from the husband. This is the payment of Maitzi Shemra the Torah talks about, that when the husband turns out to be a liar, he has to pay 100 to the father, and so it's the father that's demanding this money. It's in this situation that the chum hold b'shloisha, we only need 3 dayanim. However, makom nefashos, b'es m'shloisha, you're right, if it's a case of din nefashos, we would need 23 judges. Now we have a third opinion in what the machlekes Rameir the Chacham is. Abayam Rabbi says, Dukolayam Chashin Laz. Everyone is chashish for Laz. Even Rameir is afraid that word is going to go out on the street. Edom are going to come into Beis Din to testify that she was Mizana while she was engaged, and it might turn into case of Din Nefashos. And Mishum Kvadin Shal Rishayim, and also because of Kavod Rishayim, so we always need 23 judges here. So Vahachmai Skinon, over here, what are we talking about that we have machlekes going to Asru Bastam? It's referring to where these Edom warned her Stam. When they saw her being Mizana, they warned her, yours Nus right now is going to bring you to Misa. But they didn't tell her what type of Misa she's going to get. Vaitanahu, and Rav Meir's according to the following Tano. The Tanya of Bresa, it says, Ushar kol chavi misa shebetayra, all other chavi misa in the Tayra. Besides for someone who's a mesis, that's somebody who gets others to do avodah zara. So besides for that, all other misais, in misa yisam, elo be'eda, we're not allowed to kill a person unless there's an eda, that's 23 judges. Ve'edim, we have to have edim as well. Basran, the person had to have been warned, don't do this. Va'ad she'edu'u shu chav misa Beis Din, they also have to tell him, meaning the edim have to tell this person that you're going to get misa in Beis Din if you do this. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, ad she'edu be'eza misu narag, they have to tell him what type of misa he's going to get. And that's whom Rav Meir holds like over here, that even though we're talking about a din nefashos case, since the edim didn't warn the woman what type of misa she's going to get, so we're not able to give her misa at all, therefore it only requires 3 judges to judge a din mamonis, because the nefashos isn't relevant. Now Rav Papa gives a 4th explanation, hachab isha chaveira skinon. Over here we're talking about an isha who's a chaveira, which means that she's smart, she's learned. And the kamifli yipolkid Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Rabbanon, the machlekes Rav Meir, the chum of our Mishnah, is the same machlekes Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda and the Rabbanon. The Tanya of Abraisa, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda tells us, chaver ain't tzar chasra. A chaver, a wise, learned person, he doesn't need warning. He doesn't need the aid to say, don't do this or else. Because the whole concept of asra, of warning somebody, was only given to differentiate between shaking and mezid. But this guy's a chaver, he's learned, and he knows the difference between shaking and mezid, so he can be punished even without hasra. And that's who the chum of our Mishnah hold like. As opposed to Rav Meir, who argues with Yossi bar Yehuda that a person does need hasra, and therefore, even if she's a isha chavera, since she didn't get hasra, it can't be a case of din nefashos. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with more explanations on this machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.